Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic. So the opera Aida is coming to town on Friday, May 3rd in Chapel Hill, then on Sunday, May 5th in Raleigh. And I have on the line Angela Brown. She's a soprano for the opera Aida. How did you get involved with opera? You know, usually, you know, why not R&B? Why not jazz? You just want to sing, you know, do something different?
Well, it's not so much that I wanted to do something different. I always say that opera chose me. I didn't choose it. I had done all of those genres of music, but coming here to sing the title role of Aida is something that I just say was meant for me to do, to sing opera. It was not a genre of music that I thought I would enjoy or like to be part of, but I took to the technique when I went to Oakwood University down in Huntsville, Alabama, and then subsequently went to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. It just took to me. The technique just took to me, and I just fell in love with the art form, and voila.
Wow, and I've got a friend of mine I grew up with. You know, she was singing opera in high school, and I mean, she was just magnificent. Just to hear the vibrato and the strength that you have with your voice and the things and control that you have that you can do with your voice to sound really like an instrument.
Mm-hmm, very much so. You have to play your body like an instrument, you know, with the breathing and the pressures and then the placement. And it's just that when you get sick, your instrument gets sick. So you have to know how to play your instrument when you're not well as well.
So
not something you can just take away from you.
So when you say your instrument gets sick, what do you do to, you know, to enhance the voice? Because, you know, you still got to go out there and perform.
You still want to check.
So,
girl, if you ain't up there, then I ain't about to give you a check.
Right. So what's some of the things that you do to keep your voice?
Well, hopefully you won't get sick at all. You know, you try to definitely wash your hands a lot. So that, because you have to touch your fellow singers, and then people want to come and shake your hands and hug you and things. So you have to always be conscious of where your hands have been and cleaning, washing your hands quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's warm tea, not hot tea. Warm tea with lemon and honey can help, you know, moisturize your vocal cords and soothe the throat. But, I mean, it's just a lot of common sense stuff, just common sense things to keep you, you know, up and not get yourself worn down, and taking your vitamins and just doing what you would do normally, but just being aware of cold and flu season especially.
So the role of Aida, when you was first approached, did you have the audition for this, or they say, hey, we want you to be in this opera?
Basically, they said, hey, we want you to be in this opera. I've done the role of Aida many, many times. I haven't yet sat down to write how many performances of the role I've done. But I actually debuted the role as my Metropolitan Opera debut in New York in 2004, and it garnered the response from the New York at last and Aida. So it's been pretty exciting since then, a pretty good run.
If you just tune in, I'm speaking with Angela Brown. She's the soprano for the opera Aida. And Angela, you sound like you're a pretty fun person to hang out with.
Yeah, I have a good time. I like having fun.
Yeah. now, what's this opera from a sister's point of view? What is that all about?
Oh, now, so you're talking about my baby. Opera from a sister's point of view is a show that just demystifies opera for audiences that normally wouldn't go. And as I was singing on the stages of the world, I would look out in the audiences, and I would notice that there would be very few people, if any, looking back at me that looked like me. And so at first I thought it was a black thing. But as I started doing this show and going out to different venues and different areas of the country, I found out that white people don't like opera either. And it's just about a taste thing and a diversity thing and being exposed to something that's a little different, but that can be understood. A lot of people shy away from opera because they think it's an elitist art form, that it's in a different language. I wouldn't like it anyway. I don't want to hear this screechy soprano singing loud in my ear all night. And they have so many misnomers that they have about opera. But the thing that boils down to entertainment. That's all opera is entertainment. And if you can take the time to do just a little homework, which means 20 minutes before the show starts, sit down in your seat get the program that they're passing out, read a little bit about the plot synopsis up into the intermission, watch the show, then read the second half of the show at the intermission. You can enjoy an opera. It's just a story with music. It's not brain science, you know, not brain. Anybody can enjoy this art form.
She's playing the role of Aida. Her name is Angela Brown, soprano for the opera Aida. She will be in town on Friday, May 3rd in Chapel Hill at Memorial Hall. Then on Sunday in Raleigh at Mamande Concert Hall at 3 o'clock. And you are going to love the acoustics in Mamande Concert Hall. Oh, wow. Fantastic acoustics.
Oh, wow. I can't wait.
Yes. It's like you're in surround sound. You can just feel
it. Oh.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm sure all my colleagues will enjoy. And we look forward to seeing all of the Triangle area coming out to witness these two performances.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we're looking forward to seeing you perform in the area.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.